Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us on the show this evening, the one and only Michael Okerfeldt from Opeth. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to have you back on the show. We're here to celebrate the upcoming new Opeth album, the 12th record. It's called Sorceress. And what kind of album did you envision Sorceress should be when you started writing the songs?
Well, I was hoping for an Opeth record, and I got it in the end. We, you know, it's 12 records in now with this one. So I do a lot of press right now, and I get the question pretty much all the time, like, what were you thinking? What was going through your head? Who were your influences and that kind of stuff? But I just wrote. You know, I have a home studio, just went down there writing, hoping for the best. I was lucky, I guess. You know, I was writing, I have good work ethic, so I was there every day working. And this time around, I didn't throw away that much stuff. I didn't write too much, so to speak. I'm sorry for saying on your show, but I was lucky. I had, I kept everything, I think. And I didn't have any plans for anything. In the middle of the songwriting process, I realized that the songs I had completed so far were quite diverse. There was no two songs sounding the same to me, so I kind of continued along those lines. I wanted a diverse record. I didn't want to have one song being, like, if you would hear just a song from the record, I didn't want you to know what the rest of the album is going to sound like. So I deliberately went for a diverse collection of songs, I think.
Definitely a diverse collection of songs on this new Opeth record. Michael Okerfeldt with us on the show tonight, celebrating the release of this new album. It's out now. Here's the title track. This is Sorceress on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael Okerfeldt from Opeth with us on the show tonight. Again, talking about the new album, Sorceress. How closely does an Opeth album, specifically Sorceress, reflect your personal life at the time you're writing the songs?
Well, lyrically, I guess it's more kind of stashed experiences and thoughts or whatever. Musically, same thing, stashed influences. You know, I don't write in between songwriting. Like, songwriting for me is like I focus during a period of time and I write songs, and once that is done, I don't really write until the next time, so to speak. But I guess I'm stashing influences because I consume a lot of music. I play a lot of music. I listen to records all the time, buy loads and loads of records all the time, different genres. So I guess I kind of stash influences for those kind of songwriting periods. So I guess it's both musically and lyrically quite personal. Everything pretty much taken from my private life, but it's kind of, I bring influences up afterwards. So it's not usually, like, if I was to write lyric about my current state of mind, they would all be happy, happy lyrics, so to speak, because I'm in a good place right now. And happy and Opeth is not, like, doesn't really go hand in hand generally. So I prefer to bring up some kind of moody or more kind of bleak memories or experience from the past lyrically. And musically, it's a little bit all over the place, but generally I consume music with a bit of what we would say in Sweden, nerve. Like, that's got a, I don't like happy music. I want it to be a bit bleak. I want it to be a bit, you know, I want to sit up straight when I hear music. I don't like Muzak, so to speak. I don't like elevator music. So it needs to be something substantial.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael from Opeth with us on the show tonight as we celebrate the release of the new Opeth album, Sorceress, which is out now. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. Also gonna check out new music from Monty Pittman. More with Michael Okerfeldt. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Michael from Opeth on the show with us tonight. And Opeth really evolves and changes from album to album. What's been the biggest challenge about being creatively fearless?
Well, I am quite fearless when it comes to, like I am now anyways. You know, I guess there was a time in our career, so to speak, where I was a bit more wary about what people might think. Perhaps part of me wanted us to build a fan base or something like that. You know, I was hoping that we're going to become more popular, and I was hoping that everybody's going to like whatever we were doing. But, you know, I don't really care so much anymore. And I think that's good for me. It would be very difficult for me to write music if I was adjusting my creativity to fit the taste of the listeners, so to speak. I don't believe in public opinion when it comes to this band or what we should do. So I just write. And over the years, I've got a lot of criticism for being unpredictable. You know, this band's got a lot of criticism for being unpredictable, not delivering what some fans think that they've earned or what they need or whatever. But I think the essence of Opeth is just to write music that we think is good for the time, you know, as opposed to building a career. I mean, we have a career, but, we have a career thanks to that, I think. I think we have a career just because of the fact that we refuse to adjust. We do whatever we feel like. I think that's the reason why we have a career, to be honest.
Full Metal Jackie with Michael from Opeth on the show. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with the one and only Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Going to throw in music from Black Sabbath. Got to see some of the great The End tour dates with Black Sabbath, of course. With Black Sabbath, of course, as well as Ozfest meets Knotfest. Great shows, I got to tell you. We're going to have music from the new Crowbar album coming up. More with Michael Okerfeldt. It's all on the way. Let It Loose from the band Savage and their album Loose and Lethal, which has got to be one of the first ever speed thrash attempts by a UK band. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Opeth singer Michael Okerfeldt on the show with us this evening, talking about the band's 12th album, Sorceress, which is out now. And the record was recorded really quickly. Was that intentional to keep it spontaneous, or does this band just work fast?
Well, nowadays we work fast. There was a time when we were very, I wouldn't say slow, but we were unprepared in the studio sometimes. Like, we've done records, gone into the studio when, you know, not having any songs, you know, not, you know, we haven't even rehearsed or anything. But now we have the songs. We still don't really rehearse before going into the studio, even if Axe, our drummer, and Mendes, our bass player, play, you know, they rehearse together to get the foundations down together to create some type of live feeling for the record. I love being in the studio. So looking back on this recording, I wish we would have spent more time, not because we needed to, but because it was fun. You know, I had a great time recording this record. But we booked 12 days or something, 13 days maybe. Ended up recording for 10, 11 days, which is quick. You know, it's fast for us. But I guess that's how we work these days. It's good to do it that way. I mean, those records we did in the past, we would spend a month or over a month in the studio. In the end, when we came out of the studio, we were all wrecks, basically, and it wasn't fun. So this way, it's like, it's fun 100% of the time, and you really long for the next time that you're going to do a record. So we had a great time. It's good for us to record fast. Besides, everything was done. It's not like we were rushing things. We took it easy. We, you know, went out to the pub a few nights and went to have a curry a few nights. And, you know, it was basically a vacation, even if it wasn't.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael from Opeth is our guest this evening. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Norma Jean. We'll hear Metallica. It's all coming up this hour on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael from Opeth on the show with us tonight. And you've got a ton of fall touring happening. And there's three special shows on the tour, Sydney, London, and New York. There's going to be two sets each show, different songs than the regular tour dates. What's significant to you about the cities and venues you chose for those three special shows on the Sorceress tour?
Well, I don't have anything to do with where we're going to play. I just jump on the bus And when I wake up, I'm in a new city. Sometimes I have to check where I am. And I don't sit down with the agents and the managers saying, like, we should really play here and there. You know, I don't I don't really care, to be honest. I mean, there's some key cities. If you're going on a world tour, of course, it makes sense that you're playing some capitals like London, New York, or whatever. You know, that's a capital, but you know what I mean? Like big cities that we normally play. But for the rest, I mean, you know, we're happy to play anywhere. And we treat each show, I mean, New York and London, I mean, they're important, of course, but we don't treat that any differently than we do, you know, playing Saskatoon. You know, we play as well as we can every night. We give it our all every night. So it doesn't really matter where we play. We're still going to, you know, play the best we can. You know, of course, some shows are more important on a commercial level because there's a lot of press or journalists or important people coming down or record label people coming down, and they want to see a good show and want to high-five you after the show. So that's important to them.
Are you a big high-fiver?
No, I don't do that. You know, Swedes, you know, we kind of keep in the background. So I don't, you know, I would high-five, but I would blush a little bit while I'm doing
right,
it.
Right.
But, you know, like we just play. So I don't really know where else we're going to play on that North American tour.
Well, you can, of course, check out Opeth's North American tour dates on their Facebook page, website, all the usual outlets. Full Metal Jackie, going to take a quick break. Going to hear from a member of Death Clock coming up for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out new music from Red Fang, and we'll hear more from Michael of Opeth. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Michael from Opeth on the show. Pick up the new Opeth album. It is their 12th. It's called Sorceress. It's out now. Their tour is underway with The Sword. Michael, what can we expect going into 2017?
But we do North America. We go back for not long. I think it's like a week off back home. And then we head out for a European tour in November, I think. And then I think we have December off, January off. February we're doing Australia, New Zealand. And I guess we're going to be playing a lot, I guess. You know, but we try to mix. Like, I personally don't like to tour as much as we've been touring so much over the years, and I've been away so much, and I don't really want to do that anymore. So I need breaks in between the tours. But we're going to hit every territory. We would go to South America and play whatever, and Japan, and, you know, wherever we're going to play. We play everywhere, you know, on a tour. But the only confirmed, so to speak, tours that we have is the North American, European, and the Aussie tour.
So, well, you guys are going to be quite busy for a while, it seems.
Yes, we'll be busy, and it's I'm nervous about going on tour for some strange reason. It's like I get comfortable back home. I get comfortable doing creative things, working with music back home. So going on tour, you have to kind of step into a different frame of mind.
So do you guys never get creative and write on the road?
Never.
Yeah, I always wonder how bands do that. I can't imagine it's conducive to, you know, your creative juices flowing. I imagine that everybody's got their, like, what works for them, like what the location is and level of distractions and how you get yourself into that mindset.
Yeah, there's a kind of romantic aura around that, you know, like a musician writing a masterpiece in Massachusetts, you know, but I can't, you know, I don't think I've tried, but after the show, I am going to drink beer and drink wine. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll go out hunting for records. And then it's the sound check and it's the meet and greets and whatever you're doing. So there's little time for that, you know, and I need complete privacy, and I need like a uncluttered calendar if I'm going to be able to write. Because once I start, I want to keep going. I don't want any interruption, which is why I never really gave it a go at like writing on tour. Like, I simply can't see it being possible for me.
Right. Well, and what you guys are writing is complex. It's not like, you know, simple music.
No, it's not simple music, you know, but I don't think that, you know, even if we were writing simple rock stuff with three chords or whatever, I'm not sure if I could make anything, if I could write anything relevant, you know, on tour. You know, you need to sit down. I need to live with the music. I need to be kind of one with the music, if you know what I mean. Because I do go into, step into some type of bubble when I'm in a creative phase, and I get tunnel vision and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that can't be interrupted by beer and people.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with everything that's to come, your busy schedule. And when I see you on this upcoming tour, I will not high-five you. You can count on that.
Well, you can. You know, I'll be, when I see, I'm going to be red. I'm going to high-five you first.
You know what? I'm not a high-fiver myself. I've left plenty of people hanging because I'm not a high-fiver. I feel like I'd be doing you a disservice to high-five you if my heart's not in it.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. You know, I won't cry if you don't high-five me. You know, like, you know, have other ways of saying a simple nod will do.
A nod.
I'll shake your hand, even give you a hug.
It's definitely an awkward moment when someone wants to high-five you and you don't high-five them back.
Yeah, one, like, the most avid high-fiver I ever met is Sebastian Bach.
Oh, he loves to high-five.
Like 100 million times during 10 minutes.
It's
but he
funny.
Can get away with it.
I know. He's a high-fiving kind of guy. That's right. You give him a pass on that. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll definitely see you soon.
Cheers, Jackie. Thank you so much. Take care.